Opinions and theories expressed here are exactly that, our personal opinions. We are sharing our thoughts in hopes of sparking conversations about how we interact with media, stories, and each other.
Nothing is wrong with a different perspective. We always keep it respectful, and thank you for doing so too. Spooky Stoners discuss how terrifying the good films relate to horrifying aspects of real life. I'm Ree.
And I'm Ace.
And I know I said smokers last time in our intro. It was a giggly day. Like, D180, best friends, we love them. We brains were just all over the place. Yeah. But smokers, stoners, whatever you call yourself, people who like the Lucifers of Rugula are welcome here.
Absolutely.
Yes, and speaking of Lucifer, obviously we're talking about Satanic Panic today. We know we said we were going to do Frailty, but upon rewatch, it was more not really within our theme. We wanted to do cults this go round. We will have an actual like religious horror theme type thing coming up, so it'll probably be in there. And I'll explain my thought process about that later. Anyways, but of course, right here, right now, we are in Cults Month, so Satanic Panic is up in there.
The fucking triple-faced god of hell.
Absolutely. Baphomet, yeah. Like, lots of, but like I said, this is a very fun one. It's like a comedy horror. It's about a pizza delivery person getting screwed over, which is very much a theme in horror, like Slice, that whole, if you've seen that with Chance the Rapper and Zazie Beetz, very weird movie. But of course, the infamous pizza delivery man in Summer Party Massacre, who gets his eyes gouged out. And Carousel, again, D180, we did that with them, so talking about how they always try to just get their tip and leave, as you do as a customer service person, and people just want to either tell you their whole life story, or just are completely ignoring you and stiff on the tip. But, yeah, very fun customer service commentary here, too. This one, of course, goes all about the rich and the Illuminati and all that kind of stuff, kind of theme.
You know how we stay rich and you stay rich. Yeah, all of that.
All of that. Yeah. We don't have any rips from the news today. We'll get back into that until there next year. Just kind of, I haven't been paying attention to anything but like what I want to see. I'm completely honest. Well, we'll get back into overall news and probably some more life news, because that's honestly more the news I've been paying attention to as well, which I guess our rips could be about real life. So let's go ahead and talk about some things that happened in real life. Of course, everyone is talking about the murder of Shanquilla Robinson, who was murdered within 24 hours of going to Cabo with her friends. And it's very much giving Tamala Hasford, Kenneka Jenkins, like that sort of thing. It's just very sad that people don't even have a safe space amongst their friends sometimes. And especially on vacation, like, and this also is weird, like, kind of related, kind of not, but, like, we've been watching Yellow Jackets, and it's just, like, there's a time and a place for the friendship drama, and I'm gonna say vacation and survival mode is not the time.
At all.
Like, don't, it's not the time. Save that for when you get back, you're safe, you're good, then we can have the discussions.
Right.
Just, if you're on vacation, go in vacation mode. Let the drama go. If you just gotta do what you gotta do, let the drama go. So, I don't know. But that's not really the point. Like, the point is, don't murder people.
Right, yeah.
Don't murder people.
Don't be fucking weird.
Like, don't murder people. And of course, we are still hearing little updates about Brittany Griner, and we have currently heard that we have not heard from her in 2 weeks. So that is the current update for her having gone into a Russian work camp. So
it's not really looking good right now.
There's not, it's not a lot good. Of like.
And she already has been. I mean, she's being punished like
for 0.7 grams of marijuana concentrate. That's not even a full ass gram, so I can't fathom that people think that that's a valid punishment. And it's not. No one should be criminalized for weed anywhere in the entire world, because it's a plant.
But you're talking about a more behind, like, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. This is Russia. Like, they have been known to be horrible. I mean, America is horrible to prisoners. This isn't exclusive Russia conversation. But Russia just has ulterior motives for the things that they be doing. Like, they're openly anti-LGBT. And this is a black woman, a black lesbian woman in a Russian prison. No. We need to get her out of there, is all I have to say. We need to rally around her the way y'all rallied around Rihanna's baby daddy in his little Swedish cushy prison. But you don't remember that?
Yeah.
ASAP Rocky was like in prison in Sweden.
Oh, Sweden. Oh,
like,
yeah.
The orange, the decaying, annoying orange was like rallying for him to get out, which is like, yes, you should, like, cool, but like, why are we not backing Brittany Griner as much?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. It shows how this is clearly not just a Russian problem if we can't be as vocal for a black lesbian as we can for ASAP Rocky. He's a lot more rich and famous and has a lot more power everywhere. But I guess that's our rips from the news. Is justice for Shaquille Robinson and for Brittany Griner.
Yeah.
Is fuck. Black women deserve fucking justice. Period. So let's take some rips from the bong for that, for them, for freedom, for black women having safe spaces, like, for all of that. What is this? Some black runts we got here today?
Black runts. Purple hairs all on it.
Yes, very, very dark nugs we got here. Excited.
Enjoy.
Free Brittany Griner. Black women deserve to smoke. Especially fucking athletes.
For real.
Like, brain damage. Y'all, please Google how cannabis, cannabinoids, and CBD actually combat the effects of, like, CTE and repeated, like, injury to both your head and your physical body. Like, this is why, like, if anything, the athletes need it so they can recover.
Absolutely.
And parents, educators, like, parents don't need, like, they need to be included way more in this conversation. Because y'all reason little demons. Like Baphomet.
Literally.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, we're talking about Satanic Panic today, which is the 2019 film directed by Chelsea Stardust, who I don't think I've seen any of her other films, but I didn't even realize that this was a woman-directed film, so that's really cool. Apparently she did All That We Destroy, which I think is also a Hulu in the Dark, or Hulu in the Dark thing, so. Who else did one? Carter Smith from The Ruin, so yeah, we gotta go peek at the, like, I don't know why I haven't been keeping up with them. I watched some of them, like the one that was, like, a retelling of that Poppy girl story. Like, that was a real-life thing. I watched that one. I watched the immigrant one. I can't remember the names. Like, this one's... Sorry, Hulu in the Dark. I just have not... I watched this forever ago. And then I watched the one about the body, like, the Halloween one. and the elevator one, or the New Year's one. Names? No clue. But yeah. Anyway, Satanic Panic is about Sam, a pizza delivery person, who it's her first day at this pizza place, got it, her job by this really gross coworker of hers. Duncan's weird, disgusting ass. And she goes to a bunch of different places. One called S-Town, called Scrooge Town, because nobody tips, where she kind of literally gets screwed over by every single person. One dude literally makes her help him push a couch into it. Like, I'm convinced he only got pizza to have someone help him get this couch into his home.
Absolutely. Like,
and then he gives her an Applebee's coupon as a tip.
Which is expired.
Yes. So she goes through this really horrible time and then ends up at a house that is outside of their delivery zone and ends up in the throes of a satanic cult.
Yeah.
So not a great day for her first day at this pizza delivery. But getting into the cast, of course, as Samantha, which Sam is Haley Griffith. We have Ruby Modine as Judy, who we've also seen in Happy Death Day and Happy Death Day 2. She was the one who is, I can't remember their name, I think I've only seen both of those once, but the one who gives Tree the cupcake. She's like, that's what she does. Like, that's what she does in the loop. Like, that's just, yeah, she's the one who gives her the cupcake. And we have Rebecca Romijn as Danica, who is Judy's mother. Arden Mirren as Gypsy, who is one of their neighbors and a cult member. Of course, AJ Bowen as Duncan, the annoying Duncan. Jordan Ladd as Kim. Jeff Daniel Phillips as Steve, who is Kim's husband. We have Jerry O'Connell, who plays Samuel Ross, who is in Scream 2. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He plays Samuel, who's, yeah, Danica's husband. And he was in Scream 2 and a Scary Movie 5 with, I think that's one with Ashley Tisdale and Snoop Dogg and all that. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Like I said, we don't really acknowledge that one, but it's cool. We have Hannah Stocking as Kristen, who's also a cult member. Whitney Moore as Michelle. Clark Wolf as Gracie. We have Michael Polish as Gary, who is Gypsy's husband, and I'm pretty sure he does not say a word this whole time. Just like positive. And then we have Maya Parkins as Samuel, Mike E. Winfield as Kareem, sorry. I don't know why my brain was reading that as Karen. Mike E. Winfield as Kareem. And then the rest of the people are just random. So, yeah.
Skeeta Jenkins as Mr. Styles.
Who is that? What is Mr. Styles?
That's the pizzeria, like the manager.
Oh, yeah. Rude ass pizza manager.
Asshole.
Just no. If I say I don't have gas.
Spoiler alert, by the way, before we get into it, because I'm getting right into it.
Wait, we have to talk about it. But since we're going to tell you, we're going to find it. You can find this on Tubi, of course, and on Shudder. You can get it on YouTube. It says with Primetime subscription. I don't know what that means. Sling TV on premium subscription. Amazon with premium subscription, which usually means you need some kind of add-on. Mm-hmm. Google TV, Voodoo, Redbox, and Apple TV from $2.99 to $3.99. So yeah, now that we told you where to get it, spoiler alert.
Spoiler.
From here on out. So, yeah, that stinky-ass manager was like, yeah, I need $5 on your deposit for the What? For the what? The thermal bag. Who gives a fuck? I said I needed gas. Like, I need gas to deliver these pizzas.
Like, I'm on E. Not about to get on E. Like, I'm on E to make the delivery outside the range. You want to, like, put your fucking hands on your waist, like, wish my $5. Like, bro, like, what, you're not going to let me leave?
Right. Like, okay. So what? So if I get stranded, are you coming to pick me up? That's all I need to know.
That's it.
And if you're not, then I'm taking my $5. And if you get your thermal bag, if your thermal bag gets a little damaged or whatever, it'll be fine. Mm-hmm. But anyway, needed to get that out because
that's just annoying.
Fuck, like, exploitative bosses, and also fuck lame customers. I'm speaking entirely from a customer service all my life position. So,
right.
Yeah, fuck all that.
I literally stopped going to my customer service job, so tell you how much I
care. But there's a difference between retail customer service and food customer service.
Oh, sure.
Like, retail people will still be crazy, especially with their sales and their coupons and their this is on the website anymore. Like, that's what but, like, food service people, like, the people, they want servants. Like, they are literally ordering pizza to look down on you. Like, that's what they're paying for. They're paying for a temporary slave in their mind. Mm. That is literally how a lot of people view everyone in, like, food service, bartenders, all that kind of, like, you are literally their servant.
Right.
And then they don't want to tip or give you expired Applebee's
coupons. Make you move a whole fucking couch. Go to the Sam's.
Exactly. Well, we'll get to that. So, Satanic Panic actually opens with some random girl having sex with some pizza guy, because he's having, I mean, it's not the actual opening of this, of course, is panning across this beautiful, rich, suburban neighborhood. Like, you know, they're rich because they got gazebos in the front yard,
yeah.
Sprawling lawns, like one of those round driveways that you're like, these are rich, rich people.
Like, all the grass length is required, like, inch and three, like, quarters.
This is,
like,
absolutely, yeah. HOA, like, yeah. Territory. Like, they're coming, like, knocking on your door. Danica, your grass is a little above 6 inches. Your shrubs, this one little leaf is not perfectly round.
Yeah.
So could you get that done? Or it's gonna be $1,000 fine.
Exactly.
No, when we lived in an HOA, they literally made us put, like, this was back when you had to have a satellite on your, like, fucking house to get cable. Like, they required the satellite not to be visible. Like, they made my mom get someone to put it on the back of our house so you couldn't see it, like, from the front.
That's crazy.
Who gives a fuck? Everyone has one. Like, that's, like, the point. Like,
holy shit.
Anyway, that's the vibe of this neighborhood.
Uniform.
And of course, there's, like, white people waving their little waves, and there's, yeah, a little girl who's, like, hopping, doing, what is that called, hopscotch?
Yeah, like, yeah, something.
Very safe neighborhood if she can be outside, you know, they're not, But I also noticed on the second pan of this girl that in her hopscotch thing has 666.
Yeah.
So there is some foreshadowing from the beginning there, if you were really paying attention.
No doubt.
But then, of course, we pan to, of course, like we said, this random girl having sex with a pizza guy, and it's like a POV, like our POV, we're watching it, and the girl's like, oh no, mom, I didn't want to, blah blah blah, and she literally, her mother slams her fucking head into the wall,
yeah.
And then goes after the guy.
And this guy's wearing some socks, some fuzzy socks, so, you know, that on hardwood floor, no chance.
He was slipping inside and trying to get out of the house.
He even tried to get the back up, he just started screaming. It's like, I have no chance.
But yeah. And then, of course, we get to the credits, which I like them. They're just weird, like, visuals, and then it's like, Satanic Panic!
Yeah. They have their own fucking,
like, their own guitar thing. And then, of course, we're introduced to Sam, the character, through her singing this song about fuzzy kangaroos and koala bears. And then it pans to the fact that it's a video on her phone, and she's, like, showing her coworkers, and I just start making fun of her for this cute Australia song. She's like, you in Australia. They're mocking her, like...
They're not great.
No.
Not encouraging with that.
But... of course... The main one mocking her is gross-ass Duncan, who got her this job. And you can tell what, and this is so weird, you can tell the specific era that this isn't solely because of her nails. Like, that, no, like, seriously, that, like, every finger, a different color, that was, like, trending around 2018, 2019, 2000, into, like, beginning of 2020. Like, that was a thing, like, little slight time capsule things.
Love it. But no, Duncan is like absolutely on himself.
What does he say? Like, she's literally trying to get out of the rain to go deliver her fucking pizzas. And he goes, and she's like, yeah, like, I'm getting wet. Like, right. Like, yeah, stop talking to effect. Me. Like,
I usually have that effect.
Like, on all fuck. Women, like...
Get the fuck out of here.
Like, yeah, that was a very easy joke. Like, that was a very easy...
But he's serious. He feels it. He believes that it is true. Because, like... Because she keeps calling him to get the job.
Like, she's, like, literally... Like, it's so obvious she's not interested. But, of course, people like that, but he also... That's what I'm saying. To me, this... He looks like he's trying to still be, like, a 2016 hipster. Like, but in 2019. Like, all of this, to me, is so, like, on point. Like, as far as the way that all these people are acting, like, and who they're supposed to be, like, he's just the douche with the mustache. Like, him and his... Look at his... He looks like he's a fucking Ryan Murphy-ass beanie. Anyone who looks like that? Yeah. Douche. But, of course, she has to go to Scrooge Town and deliver her pizzas. And, like I said, there's some guy, Sam, who literally asked her... I'm positive this man ordered pizza just to get somebody to help him push this couch into his home. Because he, like, was already ready there with the coat of the Sams. You never heard of... I don't believe his name is Sam either.
No. Like, no one checked it? No, I don't believe it.
Goes, what's your name? Sam. Oh, Code of the Sams? Like, you just made that up.
What do you like, know?
So, yeah. So, it's like this montage of all the horrible places. And Sam, of course, is at a frat house. So, it's even worse that he just ordered this pizza. He's also rich and a frat boy. So, then there's this lady who is at a motel. And she asks if Sam has to go, and Sam just like, yeah, I mean, I deliver the pizzas, and then exit, yeah, like, that's leave. The whole trip. And this lady goes, no, do you have to piss? Like, I have a guy in here who wants me to pee on his face, and I just already peed, so, and she's like, no. Then this lady says that she'll pay her $12, but then comes back to the door for her quarter change. And it's like, it's laundry day. But you were just offering me
$12. Yeah, like, what the fuck?
So, okay, you could have tipped, or I could have kept the quarter. Like, that's the only thing that I'm reading here.
And I mean, like, $12 to do some crazy shit
for
like
pee?
That.
But I mean, this is what I'm saying. Like, customer service people will just get harassed with the weirdest shit for absolutely no reason other than, I'm gonna pay you $12. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you should help me because I just ordered pizza. Like, I should help you with your couch.
Like, random shit around the house and whatever.
And then, of course, this racist old lady who Okay, but what was she ordering from a pizza joint that was just in a bag? Like, the tiniest, just brown bag.
That would make you think that it's Mexican, also? Like, what the
I think she was just, I don't know, was she implying? That's what I'm saying. Is this implying that both rich and poor people don't tip? Because S-Town doesn't really look rich. But then Mill Basin is rich and they still didn't tip. So I get it, and I do get it, because, like, yes, everyone, they're non-tippers of all demographics, tax brackets, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, I don't know. But also, the majority of these people are white. So it's clearly talking about, like, obviously white supremacy, keeping that, like, the rich, like Samuel said, do you wonder why we stay rich and you stay poor, blah, blah, blah. So, right. All of that.
It definitely helped, because the $2 and something an hour and just living off a tip, that's a very great way to keep you wherever they want to keep you, with the tips.
Yeah. So, of course, yeah, the lady, racist lady, who gave her her dead husband's
Christmas sweater.
I don't know. As a tip, I guess. She literally says, my husband, whatever his name, doesn't need this in heaven. Yeah. And, like, Sam also smells it. Like, I would not, like, smell it.
That's going straight to the garbage. Straight to the garbage.
So, yeah, then she gets back to wherever her pizza place, and it's pretty much like, I made no tips, and an expired coupon was one of them, and a sweater that smells like racism, and...
Nothing. No good experiences. Just nothing.
And, of course, Duncan is like, I can get you the good runs. Who's like, he's literally harassing her. He's sexually harassing her and implying that if she sleeps with him, she will get better pizza runs. Like, this is a pizza place.
Right. Are you trying to help me?
Like, this is like, what would have helped is someone giving me $5 so I could get more gas. So anyway, as Darken is being a weird douchebag, the boss is like, we got 5 pies going to Mill Basin, which is like the super rich part of town that's also out of their delivery zone. And yeah, so she's like, whatever, I'll do it. Literally to get away from Duncan. Like, yeah. She is going out of their delivery zone to avoid being around this man.
She would have took anything just to get away. He had her, like, straight up cornered. Mm-hmm. Like, the fuck? It's just, she gets uncomfortable because he's so authentic.
There's men like this in every customer service industry job too. They're like you are the lowest person in the kitchen and you think that you have fucking power. Okay, dishwasher. Yes. I don't even have a hierarchy complex like that. Like, trust me, as someone who's been in this, like, customer service industry, I don't care. Dishwashers deserve to be paid the same as literally everyone, but, like, don't fucking harass me. I'm gonna call you a dishwasher derogatory if you're being weird. It can be complimentary too.
Yeah.
But if you're not weird. So yeah, she goes to Mill Basin, which is the super rich part of town outside of their delivery zone. And I also, like, just noticed that Sam literally waves to her. Like, Sam Azul.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, we already said spoiler alert, but Sam Azul is a demon. Like, so foreshadowing in that she's been there the whole time. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't believe. Okay, if the Illuminati is real, I don't think they're doing anything right. Like, I don't. Like, how many times have they supposed to have brought about the apocalypse? And how many times did it not happen? Like, I'm not saying that there are greater forces at work or whatever, but, like, I don't trust demons either. Like,
yeah.
Like, I don't trust just summoning things. Like, even, like, doing a Ouija board, and you're like, I want to talk to my grandma. I don't believe that's your grandma. Like, I've seen this
millions of times. Like, oh, that's not grandma.
whenever you, like, try to summon something, I don't believe there's a full guarantee that you'll get what you're trying to get.
Right.
And that's just how I feel. So, the point is that Samazol is not the demon that these people are trying to, like, conjure, but she's just chilling around, like, the whole time. Like, that's what I said. The little girl playing hopscotch with the 666, that's her. And the little girl waving, that's her. She's there even at the party. Right. Like, because even when, after, of course, Sam delivers them the pizzas, and bug-eyed dude, what does he call it? Like, Gypsy's husband answers the door, doesn't give her a tip. This is a $102 pizza order, and he doesn't tip her. So, of course, oh, we forgot. Before she's going to Mill Basin, Kareem, dude, was like, once I went to Mill Basin, and of course, they stipped me on the tip, so I was going in through window. He's like, I'm getting my tip, bro.
Doing the same shit.
No, because I don't think she would have tried to break in if he hadn't told her that.
Yeah.
Like, because she, like, if he hadn't said he'd done that, I don't think she would have tried. But he was literally like, well, I had to get my tip, so I went in through the window. But then, when I got in there, it was, like, fucking, and everyone was having sex. What does he say? There's rabbits, frogs. It's like, I'm getting it, like, ribbit. What are you talking about?
What the fuck is going on?
But then, of course, he ends it, and he's like, and then, after all that was done, I just passed the helmet and made $32. So he gave her the idea to break in and ask rich people for money, but,
it went much different, but both are, like, crazy.
But, of course, it's an Eyes Wide Shut society, all those references to the movies of the 80s, Satanic Panic era, all, I mean, it's, there we go.
You always wonder what they do at rich white parties, you know? Like, what the fuck goes down?
Yeah, right. And I'm like, y'all are ordering pizza, like, as super rich people, like, with this, like, y'all are summoning the devil, and you're just gonna have pizza? Like, you don't even have fancy hors d'oeuvres, so, like, frogois or whatnot.
Some shit.
Like, there's no caviar for Baphomet.
This shit seems basic as hell. I would want some, like, deviled eggs.
You know? Like, something, a little effort put in. Like,
make it cliche, I don't give a damn.
But, of course, and like I said, even when Sam was walking around the house looking for entry point to break in, she sees Samazol.
Just waiting.
Like, Samazol was like, what's happening here? Like, what's going on? Like, but, so she, like, breaks in, and they're, like, first of all, Danica is literally speaking, like, the most scam artist, motivational speaker, life coach. Like, that's another red flag for me. Again, I'll even go so far as say, if the Illuminati real, is it not just a pyramid scheme? Because, like, you know, like, why would a demon just be like, okay, thanks for the sacrifice every year, like, whatever. Like, you know, to be in this club, you gotta bring him, like, three more souls. It, like, you know, it trickles down like that. Like, it's a pyramid scheme. I don't care.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. It's not a fair deal. I don't believe that the Baphomet gave us a fair deal. Like, what the fuck?
I just don't believe. Like, I don't trust that you're summoning the right demon. I don't think that the deal is ever really solid. I feel like there's, like, there's just many reasons not to do these, like, in my opinion. But.
And who are these three souls?
Like, but I'm saying, like, if you're selling your soul, you think he's just gonna be like, yeah, your soul, your one soul is fine? Like, he's not gonna be like. That's what I'm saying. Why are there, like, 10, 25 people in this room if she herself didn't need to get more souls? And they're probably recruiting other people for their souls. It's a whole pyramid scheme. And you're probably not even going to succeed in the first place. Because, like I said, you're probably, I don't trust it. Like,
yeah.
You think you're summoning grandma. and here's some ninth level demon from hell. it's not there for me, but yeah. But like I said, she's talking like the most scam artist, motivational speaker, like definitely getting you involved in an MLM, like is trying to sell you something.
Do you wanna
live your life? I make winners. Like, it was like the most.
And they're like, they loving that
they're
shit.
Like, yeah,
like, loving that shit.
And Gypsy is specifically getting way too excited, but like, she wanted to be the leader of this shit.
So
knew.
Fucking bad. Like, just a sidekick for now, whatever. Like. Danica seemed like annoyed at her, like for real.
No, what did she say? I think your job didn't even get to her thought. Your job is not to think.
Did I ask? Cut that shit right off.
I also forgot to say this is written by Grady Hendrix, who was the guy who wrote My Best Friend's Exorcism, Horror Store, The Final Girl Support Group. Like, if y'all have read those, and Final Girl Support Group is about to be a movie. And My Best Friend Exorcism is a movie currently on Amazon Prime, so y'all should check that out. I fully believe him and Diablo Cody, if they wrote a horror comedy, nobody would be able to breathe. Like, the Diablo Cody is who wrote Jennifer's Body. And they're like, if they have very similar like writing styles as far as how they make teenagers portray themselves or like young adults like talk, that would be they need to get together immediately. Like the horror comedy genre would be astounded. Like, it would be amazing. Just because like they're just weird, and like in the way that they like Judy specifically, all of her lines, I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? But like, I know what you're talking about. Like,
no doubt.
What are you talking about?
And they go on for so long. And descriptive as hell. It's like, what the fuck did you just take my mind to?
We come to find out that Judy is Danica's daughter, and that's who got her head slammed into the wall at this here beginning.
Because
they're in this party, of course, like we said, Sam breaks in and is like, hey, everybody, I need a tip. Yeah. You want to pass the helmet, blah, blah, blah. And
she just need a quarter each.
She's literally is counting the amount of people to see if they all gave a quarter, how much that would be. And this lady next to her is like, well, what are you doing? Who are you? Why are you here? But then she interrupts, like, Gypsy and Danica going back and forth because, of course, they're virgin. Like I said, it was Judy. They were going to sacrifice Judy. Yeah. She, at the beginning, having sex, she's no longer a virgin.
That's gone.
So they're having their little argument, and Sam's pretty much like, hey, y'all, pass the helmet. Thanks so much. And Gypsy is like, what? Who? And like, both of Danica and Gypsy are like, who are you? She's just like, I'm the pizza person. Like, she literally explains herself. These people don't care.
No.
She is just saying words, and they're just staring at her. And then they go, who are you? Like, she literally said every single part. But she's like, whatever, just give me a tip. And maybe I'll tell people that you rich people are nice.
Right.
And what does she say? She says, next time I'm busking, I'll like be like, hey, those people in Mill Basin, they're pretty cool.
Yeah. Like, that snobs. Yeah.
But of course, Gypsy is like, what is busking? And like, her response is like that she sings folk songs like in front of the aquarium, and from this they assume that she is a virgin.
You're right.
Literally, because
that's a very personal question.
They're like, yeah, she's a virgin. So they kidnap her, and this is when we meet Samuel, who is Judy's father / Danica's husband, and he is trapped there, I guess, because he doesn't want to have a part in all this bullshit. Right. And he just wants to sit in his house and watch football or whatever. And smoke his good kush.
Good kush. I think little bait thing. Thought he was cool at first.
No, he's not cool. No.
He is not. But he is smoking kush. But, yeah, he started to get very creepy.
Because he was just like, why are you here? Like, what did he, his first line is, you must have pissed off my bitch whore of a wife too. And yeah, everybody's a whore in this.
Yeah.
Like, they use whores so often.
Don't even know you. You just like ran into my house. You're like a slut. I know girls like you. Like, what?
Oh yeah, no. Like, the classism that is being spewed from all of these people's mouths. Like, that's a came. That's what I'm saying, bitch. She just saved you, and your first instinct is, that's a Kmart bra. You must not be one of them. Like.
Damn.
Girl.
Like, you just see that in a life and death situation. You see the Kmart bra.
Is Kmart still a thing? Like, did Kmart even not go out of business? Maybe that was her point. But I don't even know. But either way, Samuel is like, well, if you're a virgin, they're gonna sacrifice you, so we gotta not virgin you. And he tries to rape her.
Yes. Which, yeah.
But then, like, okay, this... But before that, we forgot to say that Sam at the frat house made up... Did we say that? I think we said it at the beginning. Code of the Sams. Code of the Sams or whatever. Because he just wanted Sam to help him. So, before, like, Sam... He, like, grabs a gun. Like, Samuel has a gun. And is, like, gonna shoot Sam. Which doesn't make sense to me.
See, he was just...
He was just trying to make sure there was no burden. Yeah. Like, he was like, you're either gonna die, or...
He wanted to ruin their party. Literally.
But went about it all wrong.
All wrong. Like, she's, like, working on the door, trying to get the fuck out. He has all his clothes on, and then you snap back, and he, like, comes on with his tidy whities.
It was... So disturbing. Yeah, like, he licked her face. I would have smacked the shit out of you too. Like, what? Yo, the
she
fuck
like
are
broke
you
the nigga's like, nose. She
as she
nose.
Should. Like, oh my god. Like, but yeah, he like tries to shoot her, and then she says, "Code of the Shams," and the gun doesn't go off. Mm-hmm. So that's also where I think that as soon as she passed Samuel, like, as Judy later explains, that demons are all obsessed with codes and blah blah blah, and like, they are very much about rituals, rules, codes. They play by their book, which usually is not actually beneficial to humans, which is what I'm saying. They just make shit up and abide by it, so why are we gonna trust them? But so that's why I feel like the gun didn't go off, because they were under whatever the magic was, so all of the codes like applied. And so because Samuel did not do the Sam a favor, that's why he got shot. And of course, this is after that is when we get introduced to the body horror of this movie, which I think is like really, really good. The practical effects are amazing,
and just Sam just being there alive during it is like
yeah. So I guess after he gets shot, Sam escapes. And the cult of Satanists who were summoning Baphomet comes to find him and finds him shot in the neck. And Danica's just like, damn, what'd you do? Like, she doesn't even like...
He was so she's close.
Like, she's so... She is a bitch. Like, she's absolutely a bitch. She's
like, to her elbow deep in his neck.
Like, literally inserts her fingers
to take out his soul.
And pulls it out of his neck. Like, yeah.
Damn. Anyway, like, and all red, boy. Like, it's the theme of the night, bitch. We're serious about it.
Like, red just so the blood don't show. But yeah, the body horror in this is... so good.
It's really
me.
Good.
Like, I mean, we don't have to go in order. I just, like, I don't really know if people have seen this movie. That's the only reason I'm kind of telling it chronologically here, because I don't hear much about it, and I feel like a lot of our other movies people see, so we don't have to go directly in order. But I never really see people talk about this movie, and it's, like, oddly one of my favorites that came out in recent years, just because it's, like, funny and weird, and reminds me of John Dies at the end. Like,
I mean,
but it's like a mix of Charmed with John Dies at the end. Like, it's like how I see it. But
the effects are very good. Even the prosthetic heads and whatever like that they use, Yeah. It's really good too. The comedy.
Yeah.
The humor in this movie is like fucking spot on. This shit still makes me laugh like on a third, fourth fucking watch. It doesn't matter.
Like, oh my god.
It's hitting.
But yeah, I mean, the body horror, I will say, but trigger warning, if you don't like regurgitation or throwing up,
yeah.
So many things get pulled out of mouths, yes. Thrown up. Like, I guess, what's your favorite of the body horror? Well.
What is the favorite? I don't know. I can't lie. It was just a very weird scene. Just the guts part. That's why I was talking about the prosthetic head or whatever. Yeah. Like, you can tell that's like a fucking prosthetic mouth.
Yeah, but like, it still looks gross.
Yeah,
as well.
That's gross. That's probably my favorite.
Yeah, so like, Duncan gets his because, okay, first of all, fucking Sam calls him trying to get help. Literally, as Samuel is like holding a gun to her, she's literally like, help, please help. And he's like, you have overstepped a line. I got you this job, and now you've been gone for an hour and a half. Like, I answered the phone screaming, please help me, Duncan, help. And you're like, you've been gone for way too long. Like, yeah, because I'm in a dire situation. I need help.
Screaming help.
So the cult calls Duncan because I guess they need, like, he's a witness, essentially, because he called her, so he knows where she is. and he... What does Danica say? First of all, she like eats this thing called convincer's root.
She had a whole lineup of
There's foreskin, grave mold, some other shit, like I said, convincer's root, I think there's like grave dirt, like a whole bunch of different like random things that you would use for.
But yeah. Spells. Danica just called Duncan after the convincing root, and just, I mean, but you didn't even eat that. Like, Duncan's still like down.
He was gonna pull up either way. You said you're lonely. Okay. You didn't even need the coke. I was just gonna come because I need my ego stroked.
Right.
Like, that was...
Well, I have an 8-ball of cocaine and feel empty inside, and you wanna come fill me up? Like, that's just the line. You don't need
convincing. Yeah, exactly. She didn't even need that. Like, she did not need magic to lure Duncan's dumbass. But of course, his dumbass does in fact come, and she gives him this magical cocaine that drugs him, and so he's paralyzed.
I love the realization. Like,
he slaps his legs. Like, he's like, what are you doing? Like, but the fact that he was like, I just need like an IPA or light beer,
yeah,
no coke, that's fine, I have to drive later, like,
no hard shit,
you weren't ever leaving, but thanks. And so Danica gives him that, and he starts to regurgitate his organs.
Yeah,
because I looked this up because I was like, this has to be a real thing, and that's a lot of the stuff in this is real. Like, I mean, not real, whatever, shit's real. Like, the divination of organs, I think it's called haruspicy. It's like, there's another word for it, like hitomology or something like that, where it's essentially reading the future or gathering information from the divination of entrails. So that's what that is. That's what she was doing with his organs.
God damn.
Started back in Greece, and of course, probably even further back, just reading things in people's guts. And that scene is also funny, because, like, pretty much when that is over, like, they, well, we'll get to that in a second. So, yeah, that's a really good body horror scene. My favorite scene would be the one kind of almost after this, which is the scene of them trying to kill, Judy. Because, of course, after Samuel tries to assault Sam, he shoots himself, whatever, runs over to the neighbor's house, and the neighbor is like, babysitting these two kids. And, like, she's, like, literally covered in blood because she just punched Sam so hard in the nose that his nose broke and bled all over her. So the babysitter's like, oh, gotta stop the bleeding because, you know, you can't get blood on my mom's carpet. Right. Like, that, not because you need to not be bleeding. But so they clean her up. Turns out the neighbors are obviously in on this. They tried to drug her with some soda, but of course those stupid ass kids.
Which were... Those are gonna be some fucking menace.
Like, definitely some menace children, because the one just grabs her soda and drinks it, and of course it's drugged, because they all know what's going on, and she's the virgin, blah, blah, blah. Right, right. And so kid passes out, gives them the signal that she knows what's going on. So,
I love the kid. Like, he's dead. Just straight
he's
up.
He's just sleeping, sweetie. It's fine. Like, you ever get soda? Like, and of course, I think this is post Ready or Not. So this kid tases her, bro. Like, tases Sam, and the boy was like, "Get that mean lady!"
Like, what the fuck did she do?
Like, she didn't do anything. So she punches Sam. Literally decks this kid in the face, and it's like, "I'm so sorry."
I knocked you the fuck out. Yeah. Oh, for real, she cocked back. That boy had no chance. He was knocked the hell out.
But of course the babysitter lady is like, that's a kid. How dare you? Better hope he doesn't have a concussion.
And then started like spewing all that fucking,
like, again with the I know girls like you. You go to public school and eat government cheese and get pregnant in the 6th grade.
Who taught you this?
Like, said what? Any of that? Are you not 35, ma'am? Are we not all adults at this point? Like, I'm confused as to what you're talking about. Because I don't know why I just assumed that these were young adults rather than, like, high schoolers, but I guess they're high schoolers. I don't know. I don't know. I just assumed the age range was, like, early 20s, like, 19 to 20-ish. 22-ish. But I guess they're in high school? I don't know. Either, like, first year college. Because the story that Judy said is that she said she got, like, a black Amex, a new car, and all this at 15. And, like, so I'm like, okay, so, like, maybe it is high school? Because she said she was, like, president of the purity whatever shit. I don't know. But that, if you know about, like, purity culture things, they, like, happen outside of school. Like, there's literally purity clubs. Like, outside of, like, they have, like, clubs and shit. It's very weird. But anyway, so yeah, Sam is being yelled at by this, like, person who's in this cult, and then I guess the girl's sister comes out of the room and has this giant, like, drill dildo. It's like, what's up? Like, what's all the racket about? Like, because Sam has heard, like, weird noises from upstairs the whole time, but just kind of, like, kept looking at it. And this girl comes out with a drill dildo and tries to drill her to death. But she, like, has a jacket. Like, like, the most random defense.
Got it all twisted up.
Like, got the jacket twisted in the drill. And then, like, it's just so funny. But...
Yeah, that's the one thing about that, like, death and kill. The only thing I would change about that, I wish it would have got, like, twisted up in some wires.
Yeah.
More at the end.
Yeah, because that was also one we didn't really see the gore of. It was just kind of like a slight shot of her getting drilled through the back and then the, like, blood coming out of her mouth. But
and coming close. Right, that was fucked.
Yeah, that's very terrible. Imagine, like, your sister, just, like, you're witnessing her die, like, and on you. Yeah, no. So then, of course, she's, like, trying to drill her with her sister's death. That's what I'm saying. You're, like, trying to drill your... But I don't think she was dead. Because, like, I think she... But, I mean, she was going to be. Because then she got electrocuted. Yeah. And of course, Sam goes to the bedroom, finds Judy. This is our introduction to Judy again, and she's tied up and, like, naked because they were going to drill her to death with the drill. Drill-do.
So they, not that I, like, watched the whole movie, they really asked for Judy.
Yeah, like that's what I was like. They didn't like her like at any point. Like they probably were besties and didn't even actually like her for real.
That's like the Purge. Like,
no, it's very much like that. Like that's what I thought. We gave her to Danica. Like, what does he say? No, we gave her to our daughters. Yeah. Like, and like they're like, why? Danica's like, why did you give them?
Yeah, why did you? Like, that's the mom.
Did you kill my daughter like I asked you to?
So casual with it. Danica is lost. She's a lost soul.
Like, does not give a fuck. What did she say? Do you think I like walking around in silly robes and killing my children? Like,
you these are your choices.
Don't have to do that. Like, that's not a requirement. But then, of course, like, we know Sam rescues Judy. Judy, again, calls her bra, Kmart bra. And then, literally, it's just, like, have the survival instincts of a panda bear. But then when she sees...
Just insult.
But then when she sees that she accidentally killed the daughter, she's like, oh, yeah, you're badass. Like, thanks. Let's stick together.
Natural born
like,
killer, yeah. She got respect for that shit.
But while this is going on, they have baked Samuel's soul, stuffed with like grave dirt, bay leaves, and all this kind of stuff at 220 degrees for 40 minutes. And it has grown into this weird, like, almost fucking blood sucking creature. This is where it was giving me John Dies at the end with that, like, little thing, like, shooting out of the pot.
Anything that, like, kind of looks like a face hugger type shit. No, like, get the fuck out of no.
What does she call it? Soul souffle.
Yeah, soul souffle.
It's like a literal monster thing. Like,
you gotta feed it blood.
They're like trying to eat her hand. Like, wow, I was gonna eat you. But of course, they send this soul thing to go find wherever the fuck they are. And it's like flying through, it literally like jumps out of the pot and like flies through the trees to like go face.
Yeah, that's why it's a no. What the fuck?
It's so weird. It's like slimy and it's like color. It's just very interesting. But anyway, and I think this is about when we get to my favorite body horror, which is the scene of them trying to kill Judy and all the, like, gross... I guess it's, like, some voodoo doll type shit. Yeah. Where they have a piece of her hair and they're, like, putting her, this voodoo doll, with, like, just in all this stuff. They're, like, putting it in a bowl of worms, which is, like, making her vomit worms. And then, like, sticking needles into her, like, hands, and like there's needles coming out of her fingers and like through her eyes, and then they're trying to like strangle her, I guess, with this thread, and the thread like comes again, regurgitates out of her mouth, like there's a lot of mouth stuff
in there. It is a lot of but a lot of mouth shit,
but
Jesus.
Yeah, it is a lot. But of course, they're like trying to like seal her skin during this.
Because Judy don't fucking play. Like, she knows her shit.
And there's a lot. Like, why was Gypsy mad? I'm like, weren't y'all all doing this? Are y'all all not grooming your children to be a part of said cult? Right. Don't they need to learn the magic? She's like, you taught her how. Did you not teach your daughter? Like, is that not the point? Like,
I would think.
I mean, I don't know, like, because I'm not in a satanic cult, but I mean, I feel like the whole point of most indoctrination is to get your kids on board to then do the same thing and, like, all that kind of stuff. But I guess not. That didn't make sense to Gypsy.
But. Taught her the whole book.
Like, yeah, did you not teach your children? But, okay, like I said, they had to, like, write the incantation on Judy's skin in order for her to, like, combat all the magic being used against her. It's a very cool scene. And, like, all the lore in it with the hex and cloaks and the using salt because demons don't cross them. Like, all very consistent, true demon lore things.
Consistent. At least that I can think of.
Yeah. The things that we know as very basic non-practitioners of satanic worship. But But the hacks and gluck thing, like, that's so fucked up. Because, like, she's like, did I just get attacked by a sheet? Like, I'd be pissed because the sheets are supposed to protect you. Okay. You just got fucking attacked.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you just went against the rules, buddy. Like,
you're supposed to be my protection. Like,
but no, put the nigga in the freezer. I thought she was gonna, like, beat it on the floor or something. Nah.
Yeah, that's what I like. Like, the comedy here is, like, situational comedy. Like, it's not, like, them trying. Like, a little mini spoiler alert for Deadstream, if you have not seen that on Shudder, which you should watch. Fun movie. But, like, at the end of Deadstream, it started getting too much with her, like, beating him at, like, the monster or the ghost at the end, literally, like, beating him and then, like, pouring his pee on him and all that. I was like, this is giving scary movie. Like, it just exited comedy horror and went directly into parody. Like, I was like,
yeah, you can do that.
But yeah, so yeah, then after all that, like, the axe and cloak, and then Judy gets attacked by the magic, and Gypsy gets mad that Danica properly groomed her daughter for a cult. Then they decided, and this, obviously, there's always been, like, a power struggle between Dixie and Danica. I mean, Dixie? She literally says fascists get things done, so yeah, she can definitely be Dixie up in this bitch. Gypsy.
I'm seriously questioning your relationship. Like, that's one of my favorite lines. Because her finger was pointing so hard.
Yeah, no, there's definitely a power struggle between them. Probably been going on for years. Like, since they were in high school, probably.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, like, where's Gypsy Dinks over, and that's when they're trying to kill Judy for... Did I just call her Dixie again? I don't know. Either way, we know who we're talking about. Judy's, like, yeah, getting attacked. She's the one who did all the magic on Judy, and after all that, they're like, yeah, we gotta get out of here, fuck that. But, while Sam is, like, sealing Judy's skin, she's, like, telling the story of her boyfriend, and she reveals that she had cancer, met him in a youth oncology center, and that's, he was, like, obsessed with Australia. So then we get the backstory of the song, and it's, like, very sentimental to her.
So much meaning.
And
in Australia.
Yeah. Adorable. Like,
the thought that mattered.
Right. Yeah. So she, like, of course, she gets better and he does not, and she feels guilt because she couldn't essentially stand the thought of watching him die, so she never went back to visit him. Which, you know, it's personal. Like, that's very much a hard thing to do, and it's very personal, like, personal choices. And no, I will never shame anyone for being fearful of something like that, because, you know, yeah, it's a lot. But so we do get that backstory of course why she likes Australia and all those kind of things, and how she's, like, a survivor. Yeah. She gonna get it done. Like, she survived cancer, she can survive these rich obnoxious bitches, as she has said. And as Judy said, like, you're a blue collar badass who won't quit, and I'm a spoiled brat with the gun.
Exactly. Like, exactly.
So this is where they're gonna take on the cult.
Her way gonna go. I said I won. Like, you're not gonna beat that shit.
But yeah, so they're coming to. They're gonna figure out where the cult is, take them on, because, you know, like we said, Judy said there's about to be fucked up shit all over these streets. Because they're trying to summon Baphomet, who is the triple-faced demon of hell.
That sounds great. Sounds great.
So yeah, he's going to give them wealth and all that kind of stuff, you know?
He'd get some money. You like that?
Well, all this is good. Like, a lot of things overlap. But, so yeah. They finish their ritual. Gypsy's like, yeah, questioning your leadership. You're no longer the leader.
Took over.
And then they proceed to kill Danica because, like, she taught her the book. But then they did this before she could tell them where they were, because that's the whole reason for her bringing Duncan over here, to look like Ganesh was reading his entrails to see where the girls were. And so
she had it.
They run up and are like, you are literally screwing us over, and they plan to kill her. And she was like about to tell them where the girls were, but of course Kim gets a little too zealous because Judy murdered their girls. But Judy didn't. It was Sam, but they don't know that. And they just, I just think everyone's just kind of tired of Danica because she'd be right. But,
she's really good at what she does.
And they hate her for it, which they should. But, like, it's also y'all's choice to join this cult, so I don't really know what to tell you.
Yeah, Kim just,
goes at it.
So, the thing is, she said, Gypsy said, we talked about this. Did we talk about, like, not killing her, or have she, like...
She knew she was gonna just go for it, is what I, like... She was like, we're gonna get the information, then kill her, Kim. Like, that's how I imagine it was going. Like,
so Kim just triggered.
Kim was already mad because her daughters are dead, which is valid, but, like, maybe y'all should have gave it to Kim then. Maybe somebody else should have had the job.
She said, wait.
Like, literally wait as she's driving the fucking spike through her head. Like, we talked about that.
God damn, Kim. Like,
and even that, they're like, whenever they go back to the house, because, of course, they've found where Sam and Judy are the first time, I think, they come down the stairs, and she's like, your whore daughter killed our girls. Like, they're really up playing this whore virgin trope. Like, everyone who's not the virgin is a whore.
That's it.
Like, that's like...
If you're not a virgin, you're a whore.
Like, oh my god. But, I mean, I guess that's literally how, everyone sees you. Like, I mean, this whole... Even the... What did she say? When Danica does, like, pull up on them in her Range Rover or whatever. Like, after the woods, there's, like, what is the shadow realm, and, like, the fucking demons in the trees get them.
The fucking voices.
Right? The ruins coming back to haunt us. The trees mimicking the voices.
Hell no, that's, like, some of the scariest shit. You have something mimicking what I said. Like,
I would get pissed off.
No. And it's the forest, too. Like, we're already creeped out. Like... I'm out of my goddamn element. The fucking...
Mm-mm. But, like, she, like, pulls up and she's like, your generation doesn't understand sacrifice. Like, this is... Y'all aren't... This isn't...
Try to sacrifice shit again.
This is not technically sacrifice. You're just exploiting people. Like, whatever. I guess that's sacrifice to y'all. But anyway. But yeah, so, they exit, like I said, the fucking forest of the shadow realm.
What is it, the fucking veil of the shadow?
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know, something like that.
And they just happen upon Danica, and she's there. She does some weird magic on Judy, and then... Yeah, because after they, like, she just wakes back up, obviously. She's
just
there
re-animates.
Yeah, like, she doesn't, that didn't do anything but knock her out. So she, like, eats a heart, and...
She has, like, four in a Ziploc bag.
Okay, first of all, okay, her refrigerator, that's how you know they're rich. Right. Their refrigerator looks like a cabinet.
Yeah.
Like, those... Yeah. Like, gorgeous refrigerator. Like, not even fair. Like, it straight up was furnished like the cabinets. What the fuck?
That is interior designer, like, type shit. Like, she had a whole team in there, like, knock out all the cabinets and all that shit.
To make the refrigerator look like cabinets. Like, what the hell? Absolutely. Gorgeous, though. Like, it looks great. I'm sure the kitchen is beautiful. But you could have not ordered a pizza if you got a cute ass kitchen like that. But anyway.
I'll make everybody come to the kitchen. Try to find a refrigerator. That'll be the game. No, silly. Just a pantry.
But yeah, she like... No, literally. The whole point of this movie was I'm rich, you're poor, you're a virgin, I'm a whore.
That's it.
Theme of the day. That's not actually... There's, like, so many themes about classism, rape culture, like, all... It's all in there, but, like, I don't also think you have to think that deeply. But, I mean, it's there. That's what I'm saying. The whole point of her, like, that's what I'm saying, you're a blue-collar badass and all that. Like, it's very much about the rich are stupid, the poor are bitter, period. Anyway. what was it? Oh, yeah. So they get knocked out, wake up, strapped to the altar. After all that, we still end up on the altar. And, yeah, so we know that Sam's going to give birth to Baphomet. What does Danica say? You're about to have your first sexual encounter, get pregnant and have birth all at the same time. Like, what are you... That doesn't sound pleasant.
That really doesn't, actually.
And I didn't ask for this. I asked for a goddamn tip so that I could get home. Yeah. So,
like, for real. That just, like, remind me, like, how... Judy said she wouldn't be caught dead on a Vespa.
Because that's all they, like, she doesn't even have a fucking car. She has a moped. And this, she's gone out in the rain on this moped. And it's like delivering y'all's pizza outside the delivery zone in the rain. Her boss took her $5.
Not a great day, man.
And she can't even get a tip. And now y'all want to sacrifice her for some demon shit. No. So.
Fuck that.
Yeah, so they wake up strapped to the demon altar, of course. Danica's got her whole attire on. She's got her little satanic priestess headdress, yeah, like everything. Yeah. And she's making her big entrance. Of course, everyone's like, sorry, Danica. We didn't mean to stab you.
We didn't mean to stab you in the fucking head. After restraining you. Yeah.
So she's like walking up for whatever reason, she just forgives. What's her name? I literally forgot her name.
She doesn't talk.
Like, yeah, I don't know why she does not speak. Like, this character doesn't talk.
What was her fucking name?
I can't remember. Whatever. Then she's like, fuck you to Gypsy. And literally does some magic on her that makes her drown. And Gypsy's husband does not emote. Like, at no point does he react to his wife drowning on dry land. He just, like, sits there and is staring. Right.
I mean, I don't want to be a part of that. Like, he doesn't say shit
either. He doesn't. Didn't even tip, because that's the guy who answered the door. Yeah. And, like, did not tip her when this $102 order. And y'all know. That's what I'm saying. This bitch has columns in her home. You can tip.
Yeah.
Like, y'all all live on the same fucking street. You can tip. And then she walks up to Kim and I forgot her husband name. Gary? Kim? No, Gary or something?
That's Gypsy's.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Kim and Steve? Yeah. Steve. Kim and Steve's. That's what they say. Because, yeah, she's like, they're Kim and Steve's when she, like, hangs up the phone. Okay, so, yeah, Kim and Steve are just like, it's like, we're so sorry about, you know, stabbing you, all that. We are just like, whatever. And she literally says, I will squat and piss on your graves before I forgive you.
Like, damn. And the thing is, I fully believe she means that. She means that shit.
She's going to wait for them to die to pee on their graves. For sure.
Okay. Lifts up her robe. Just squat and piss. I see it.
So, yeah. And, of course, she goes up to the altar and, of course, commences her second motivational speech of the night. Are we ready? Are we giving our money to Satan? Do you want to live a life? Are you a winner? You're not a loser? All that kind of shit.
All that shit.
Yeah. So,
you get a soul so flipped. Everyone get a soul super. Straight up.
But, and they're all doing their satanic thing, and she's just like talking to Judy. She's like, everything that's about to happen doesn't even begin to express my disappointment in you as a daughter.
Like,
fuck. Like, mom, you tried to kill me like 3 times tonight.
Right.
I feel as though I have the right to be disappointed in you as a mother.
No doubt.
So,
and just as a person. Like,
but of course, Jeannie is just like, please don't do this. And Sam was like, don't beg her for that. Like, she tried to kill you multiple times. Like, and of course, Sam, they're all doing their eyes wide shut rituals. Everybody's naked with the masks on, making out, chanting weird shit. Like, what did they say the whole time? Death to the weak, wealth to the strong. Yeah, like, that's the whole theme. Like,
okay.
Well, whatever. So, of course, while they're doing their chants and she's trying to struggle, Judy's, like, literally crying, and she sees, like, Baphomet the demon, like, coming through the crowd, and, like...
Which, I thought he would be a lot taller. I don't know why. I just thought he would be a lot taller. He just looked like a regular dude. You know, like, the Pan's Lathyrus? Like, it kind of looked like that thing. Like, yeah. Like, but... she would be a little... A little bigger. It looked like a weak ass.
It was giving me more werewolf than demon, but you know, what do I know? Yeah, I guess you can look however you want. But of course, she's like seeing her belly swell as if there's a demon baby in it, and then just makes eye contact with the guy who like didn't tip, and is just like, you cheap bastard. Like, this is literally your fucking fault. If you had just tipped, none of this would have happened. Y'all probably would have gotten another virgin. Like, fuck you.
Started going in on the boy.
I called him a bug-eyed freak.
Oh, yo, that gave it a fucking anger.
like snatched.
Broke out them fucking chains like the She-Hulk boy. Got the fuck out of there.
And she was like holding the knife to her stomach. Like, I'm not gonna stab this baby through his skull. This demon baby.
Yeah, she's like quick as hell on her feet. Like, she for real. Like,
she's a survivor.
For real.
I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna. She won't survive it. Goes out to Sam. So she like breaks out her chains and is like, I'm gonna stab your fucking demon in the head and get those chains off duty, bitch,
right now.
Because that's what she said. She calls some friends and she's just like, yeah, I guess we're all friends now, huh? Like, you just threw up worms on me.
Yeah,
we're friends.
We are friends.
Yeah, I have your vomit on my clothes.
Yeah. If we're not close, then this is a fight or something. So we're not fighting. This is, we're close
I
as
just
hell.
Drew on your throw up mouth.
Right.
Yeah, we're friends. That's friendship. So yeah, and then Danica, being the bitch that she is, just slit Judy's throat.
Straight up.
Just instead of letting her go.
This is her daughter, by the way. This is her daughter, by the way.
Judy deserved better.
Absolutely.
She was a classist bitch, but...
It was hard at first. First meeting, you know, it was like, oh, maybe I should leave you in here. Like, you started insulting me before, like...
Like, you're still tied up. Just remember that.
But no, I start to love Judy.
But, yeah.
It was hard at first, holy shit.
Yeah, but we love Judy. Yeah. Rip Judy. So.
She's giving Satan hell. I'm talking shit.
And so, yeah, they grab Sam again, and they're like, well, you're about to give birth, and she, forgot about the fuzzy bunnies. She says 2 fuzzy bunnies whenever she's, like, gets really stressed, which is another thing that she explained that she learned from her boyfriend Daniel, who died, and,
yeah.
So, she was saying that while she was, like, giving birth to the demons, and instead of giving birth to Baphomet, she gave birth to 2 fuzzy bunnies. And she hears this little girl's voice say, Sam, and wakes up in a lawn chair. And of course, this is when we officially meet Samazel, a little girl demon who's been chilling around.
Waiting.
I was like, she knew what was about to happen. She just didn't even fuck. She was waiting for them to fuck up so that she could do something. Like, that was it. So, and of course, Samazel's playing on the little thing, on the whatever their swing set in their backyard, and she's essentially like, yeah, they didn't read right, and I'm who you're supposed to worship before you get down to the little ass Baphomet.
Right.
She said, Baphomet's a plebe, and that makes me upset, so they worship the loser before they worship me. And that's why I'm ruining their ceremony.
like, they're killing every fucking
So, Sam's, like, pretty much like, what the fuck? Like, okay. Like, can I go?
Yeah, that's great.
Like, she was like, so what about me? like, not giving a fuck. Like, okay, cool. They did it wrong. I didn't do shit, so can I go home? And then she's like, you have to ask Mr. Bunny. So...
like, with those fucking games, I already know, like...
Like, first of all, you're a child. Like... Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Demons already play those games, and now you're a child, which children even more play those games. Like, they just be saying shit. And like,
so like, I'm sure you ain't got shit to do. Like, just bored.
That's what I'm saying. You've been up here all day, playing hopscotch, looking through windows.
By like, yourself. You're
like, not doing anything but waiting for these people to, like, fuck up. So she's just like, yeah, they should have worshipped me first. But yeah, ask Mr. Bunny. And she was like, well, Sam's just like, okay, Mr. Bunny, what is going to happen to me? Mr. Bunny says, we're going to kill you fast. And she's like, Code of the Sams. And, of course, explains Code of the Sams to Samazel. And because Sam is a demon, you have to abide by the codes.
You have to.
So she lets her go, and then they're like, are forced back into the ritual, and they're all dying. Everybody's dying.
Everyone. And Samazel is just laughing.
With bunny blood all over her.
She ate the bunny.
She's like, bitten Mr. Bunny.
What the fuck? Like, she's a demon, so I don't expect but goddamn.
So yeah, all the cult members just die. Because they worship the wrong demon in the wrong order, and
Gypsy let it in. Gypsy's
fell. Yeah, oh yeah, because Gypsy fell. That's what. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you don't do everything perfectly, you're not getting what you're trying to summon. Right. So I just don't even think it's worth it to do, because I just don't think I'm gonna get every step right. Like,
yeah.
It sucks. Like, I don't trust myself to that level, but I'm glad y'all think so. But y'all failed. Like, every single thing they did this night failed. Like, that's what I'm saying. It was as simple as Judy just having sex, and that ruined the whole thing.
No doubt.
And what did she say? It's strictly dickly when it comes to matching.
I could put a candle on your cooch. Okay.
Like, her words for vagina, like, cooch shoot, cooch meat, what is it? Revolving door of beef.
Yeah. Like, very descriptive. Like, off the wall fucking words. I don't know. Judy knows her dictionary. I don't fucking know what she said. No, two-headed dong. With a 15-foot beast. Like, what the fuck?
15-foot beast of a henna with its double-pronged dong coming out of your cooch chute like it's a revolving door of ground beef.
There you go. That's a lot to take.
That's too many words to say.
But I do love the part where she was like, Sam was like, wait, why should I listen to you or trust you? Like, you're one of them. Like, damn, bitch, that's like the smartest thing you said. Like,
all day. Like, it was not like we didn't meet 20 minutes ago. Like,
we met in the evening, but this is what the smartest thing you said all day. Judy got that snap. she got that snap back real quick.
Like, yeah, what the fuck? Like we said, it's classist a lot of times. Yeah. Like, very rude. And they do use the arser in here, which I'm like, why? This is 2019. Like,
I don't know. Her sweater looked classist.
Like, she had buttons where they didn't need to be buttons. Like, that's rich people shit.
Like, I could tell. Look like you'll judge me.
But yeah, so Sam does in fact escape. She grabs the other bunny and gets on her moped, which thankfully starts. That's what I'm saying. I think Sam did that just so she would have something to do that night. She was like, let me see if this succeeds. Sam was always like, I'm gonna just, you know, see what happens. That's what she did. And she jets back, of course, to her place of work, confiscates her $5. Mm-hmm. And her boss is literally like, you can't bring a rodent in here because she has a bunny in her jacket. And she's like, it's Judy Jr.
No, she came back not hearing a word. She didn't ask, oh, can I have that $5?
And she didn't come back with the thermal bag. Nope. So, fuck your thermal bag.
She's riding off to Australia. On a fucking Vespa. Going to Australia.
I don't even know where this was taking place. And I probably should have known from, like, the skyline that they clearly put in at the end. But, like, I don't know where that was. Like, I don't know. That's Satanic Panic. Like I said, there's lots of body horror, lots of gore, like, there's so much, like, this, like, there's that throwing up, worms, regurgitating string, throwing up your organs, shoving your arm down someone's neck.
Unsafe sheets. Like, that's the scariest thing. Like, you're not even safe under the sheets. Yeah. All of that. Like, yeah, like you said, a lot of mouth shit. You know, you gotta get ready for the regurgitation and the pulling out of the mouth too. Like, there's a lot of scenes.
Yeah.
But yeah. What would you rate this, son of a gun? What would you rate this?
I'm gonna give it like a 3.7 to 3.9, like almost a 4. It's like not quite a 4, but like it's a 4. Like, I don't know, there's just like, it's really fun and weird and like funny. And like I said, I love the practical effects and the body horror and just the weirdness of it all, but I feel like there's just something missing. But it's also really good, so I feel like it's like a high 3. Solid 4. Anyway, I like that there's no like major people in the cast. Like, no, like, I think it's a really good, like, as far as casting and the performances, and like I said, the line delivery, the writing. Like I said, Grady Hendrix and Diablo Cody need to write a horror comedy together. Because it would be so funny and probably weird and gory. So yeah.
Yeah, I think that's about right. I'm gonna give it a 3.5. As far as like horror comedy goes, this is in rotation. I would rate it higher, you know what I'm saying? But you know, just like keep on watching it, I probably would not, but every single joke I still laugh at. All of the gore is fucking on point, the practical effects, the crazy music, you know what I'm saying? The intro song, they had their own song, so I gotta give it a little props for that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And just, like, the acting was great. Like, Danica was that bitch. She was that soulless, evil, just determined motherfucker. And just, like, all the characters all had their charm and just...
Yeah.
Love them all. Even the ones that don't talk. Like, I think her name was Michelle or Monica. Michelle?
Yeah, I don't remember. Yeah, they're definitely giving evil Martha Stewart. Like,
no, but.
What did she say? Don't use my good tray when you're baking the soul. What?
Fake lips and a bony ass. No, when she was on that table, she started talking shit to everybody.
She was like, I'm a die, and I never get to throw insults at customers, so here I go. Like,
straight up.
Yeah, this is a really fun movie. It's definitely a weird one, and, I mean, good cult horror comedy. I would do the costuming. I mean, it's pretty basic costuming, just red robes, you know.
Right.
Jeans, t-shirts, but, like, it works for everything. Like, it's a good fun one. Society tease, get some demonology up in there, you know. Can be educational if you want to do some Googling while watching. Like I said, I don't believe the Illuminati is doing anything correctly because, like, we're still here. Like, I don't know. I feel like they're always trying to bring about the end of the world, and then it never happens. So, like, what?
Is it the end of the world or the controlling of the world?
I don't know. I feel like every cult is different. But, like, who's controlling the world, and has the world ended? So, I don't know. Like I said, the Illuminati could very well be real, but I don't feel as though they're summoning the correct demons, and I feel like a lot of shit ends up like this. Because I just don't believe... Like I said, you're not... Like, you can try and summon Grandma all you want, but that doesn't mean that's who's gonna come up on the Ouija board.
No doubt. No fucking doubt.
And I just don't believe that, like, all these secret societies have it perfectly either. Like, they're probably... trying to summon Baphomet and getting a Samusel. Like, the same thing.
Baphomet must be, like, tired as hell. God damn, I just went over to L.A. Summon me over there. They summoned me over there. Like, goddamn, I'm tired.
Like, again, like, yeah. And how many cults are trying to, like, focus on the same demon? Like, they're probably like, I don't know. They're probably like, I'm just not doing that today. Like,
what are you gonna give me?
Like, what the fuck? So I'm saying, if it is, it's like a fucking pyramid scheme. Like, they're not gonna just let you go for your one soul. Like, you're gonna have to, like, get them a bunch of souls, yeah. Or, like, start a cult. Because, like, what is a cult but a pyramid scheme? Like, there's usually money involved. That's it.
Absolutely.
But yeah. That's Satanic Panic. We hope you watch it. And if you have seen this, like I said, I just don't really see people talking about this. So,
yeah.
I feel like, I don't know why. If you do like this, let me know why. And if you don't, also let me know why. Because I just want to have some kind of discussion about it. And that's cool.
Want to have discussion about weird pizza delivery, stories.
Oh yeah, that too. Because that's what I'm saying. There's like the element of like, oh yeah, like you don't know, you deliver a pizza and maybe you get your like organs stolen and end up in an ice bath.
Yeah, like,
but then there's also like the like weird porn tropes of like the hot lady answering the delivery.
Oh,
boy,
my tits like, out. Oh, whoops.
So I feel like it goes well with the horror comedy and like just the whole trope of like what we said, the delivery person just trying to get there again with the beeps. But the delivery person just trying to get their tips. Yeah, fun ass movie, weird body horror and practical effects, nice demonology storyline. I just like knocked my bong in my water bottle. But I said it reminds me of like a Charmed John Dies at the End crossover. So just plus some Society Eyes Wide Shut teens all there.
No doubt, no doubt. It's three and a half. It's really good. It's really good.
Like, it's pretty basic a premise, but like it's nicely executed. Very fun. But yeah, I guess I mean, next we're going to be doing The Lodge. So yeah, if y'all have seen that, it's also a very We wanted to also do this one because, like, I mean, like, the invitation and the lodge, and, like, if we had done the invitation, frailty, and the lodge, that's a lot of heavy mass topics. So, like, we wanted to kind of break it up with this kind of more fun comedy culty one. So, yeah, next week will be the lodge. A great one. Again, I think this is also 2019, so. Or was it 2018? And I watched it in 2019.
It's 2019.
Okay. Cool.
So, if you have Hulu, you can watch that. Definitely.
Yep. It's on Hulu. I think at some point it was on Shudder, but it may not be there anymore.
It's Hulu, Google Play, Apple TV, Redbox, Vudu, Amazon Prime, all for $3.99.
$3.99, boy. It's all $3.99. Well, that's cool, but, yeah. So, pull up on the lodge, Mary. I feel like I don't even want to say much about that one because it's a lot, and y'all should definitely watch it. We'll be discussing later next week, whatever. Whenever this comes out, you know. So, also, sorry for this delay. Like I said, we didn't want to do Frailty, so we had to, like, pick another one. So, that's it.
It happens.
Yeah. But thank you all for listening, being here with us, always getting into these cult shenanigans with us this month. And see y'all later. Bye.
Bye.
Well, if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can follow us on Twitter at dank, the letter N, deadly underscore pod. You can follow us on Instagram at dankdeadly_pod. And you can shoot us an email at dankdeadlychats@gmail.com.